The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
With a new mop. We're out in no time doing them loos. Do you want me to get one? I'm going through market on my way home. Of course, if you'd rather get one yourself. Wilf, are you listening?
What? What's that?
A mop.
A mop?
You've not heard a word I said, have you?
Sorry, Connie. I were a bit abstracted like.
What's brought this on then?
Oh, I don't know. I feel a bit lonely sometimes. I miss being married.
Aye, must be hard for a man on his own. I understand what you're on about. It's same for me being a widow. I were only saying to that Elaine Steele, she's a widow and all, I were only saying, you know who I mean, don't you? Who's come after this job same time as me?
Oh, I know who you mean. She's in here a lot these days. A splendid-looking woman.
Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah. Blonde, were you? Well, that is, were you? Well-built.
Ah, that'll be her. And you say she's been in here a lot lately?
A fair bit.
That wouldn't be on nights as Ray Colcliffe gives you hand, would it?
I'm not saying out. He's a good mate of mine, is Ray.
Aye, and Elaine's a good mate of mine. But when all's said and done, Ray Colcliffe's married to my daughter.
It's no business of mine, and I don't want to cause no trouble.
All same, blood's thicker than water, and it's high time a little bird had a word in Irene's ear.
Right, that's your lawn mode again, Dad. I didn't know what you put on it. Gets like a jungle from one week to the next.
Tar, lad. It looks better for a shave.
Where's Mum? I thought she were on afternoons this week.
Oh, your gran called round after doing a bit of cleaning at Potter's and took her off somewhere. She's up to no good, that Connie Carter, if you ask me. She's got that look in her eye.
You don't have a very high opinion of gran, do you? Always think the worst.
Oh, comes of years of experience.
They'll have gone shopping, that's all.
Now, if she's took her off sudden like that, it means she's wanting tittle-tattle about me.
Oh, got a guilty conscience about summat?
No. No, I have not.
Come on, own up. What have you been up to?
Nowt. I ain't been up to nowt. I'm not the one who should have a guilty conscience.
Meaning?
Meaning, what were you doing trying to buy up that ice that belonged to Colin Toft's son-in-law?
Colin Toft's son-in-law? Who's Colin Toft when he's at home?
He's a mate of mine, a good mate. And doesn't deny it because you were seen bidding.
When were this?
A few week ago. He's lost his job as Colin's son-in-law and his ice were repossessed.
Oh, that one.
Oh, that one. You go round bidding for that many eyes as you do. You can't remember one from t'other.
What difference does it make to Colin what's-its son-in-law who got it?
Colin Toft. It makes a lot of difference to my popularity with Colin. And Colin could well have a say in my redundancy payout.
Oh, I see what sort of working-class solidarity you're on about. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours.
Hey, don't you come that with me.
Sorry. As a matter of fact, I bought another house now.
What?
It's not a repossession. It belonged to an old lady that died.
I don't know where you get the money.
It's a bit derelict-like. Structurally sound, but it needs doing up. Cleaning and painting, that sort of thing. Well, I can do that. But I'm wondering if you'd have a look at the electrics.
Well, I could do that, I suppose.
I mean, we needn't stop at one house. If you're getting some redundancy money, we could set up in business together. Colcliffe and Son, property renovators. How about it?
I don't know where you get your ideas from, either.
How about it?
Nay, it's too fanciful.
It's not. It's what you have to do today for get on. Set up your own business. So why not?
I'd have turned it over in my mind a fair bit first. I was somewhat like that. That's a big undertaking.
But will you think about it?
Aye, maybe. But not just now. I've got too much on my mind just now.
Isn't it lovely, my new carpet? Like walking on air.
More like being on a trampoline. Look, what you really bought me here for, Mum? I've seen your carpet already.
I thought as if you come here to my bungalow, we could have a bit of lunch and be quiet on our own.
Oh, you're not usually wanting to be quiet and on his own. You usually want him to be out having a party.
Well, this is different, Irene. I didn't want to be interrupted by your Ray or anybody.
Oh, it's secrets, is it?
No, it's more an end of secrets. I didn't know where to start. You know that holidays we went on down Mallorca? And there were you and Ray in one hotel and me and Elaine Steele in another.
Oh, haven't you forgiven Ray for that yet? When he said he didn't want you with us, it weren't because he didn't want you. It was because he wanted me on his own. He wanted us to have a chance to get back together again.
Oh, I understand that. And I should never have took my revenge and followed you. It's all my fault what's happened.
Nothing happened. Bit of a laugh, really, us being that near and never meeting. You'd hardly believe it.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Anyway, the main thing is it worked. I really feel as if Ray and me are beginning to turn a corner. Put past behind us and all that. That is, till last week.
What happened last week? Are you telling me you found out already?
No, I haven't found out now. I don't know who she is or where she's come from or what she's doing there.
Well, perhaps I can drop a word in your ear. What about Elaine Steele?
Elaine Steele? What are you on about? This woman next door, she's Indian.
Indian? You mean there's another as well?
As far as I know, there's only one. I've only seen one. She's young and pretty and slim and, oh, I don't know. It sounds totally daft, ma'am, but I'm dead jealous.
I should think you would be, love. But you mustn't grieve. Fight back is my advice.
Fight back? I don't know what you're on about. There's me thinking I were getting over Bryn, and then suddenly she's there, alone in his house, with his ghost, and there I am, all jealous again.
Penny's beginning to drop.
I know that first night she come. When we listened at the wall, we heard a man's voice, but I haven't seen a man there since.
You're talking about next door, aren't you?
Of course I am. I wouldn't mind so much if there were another man there. Oh, I told you it were daft. I cried myself to sleep last night.
And he asked who she is.
I tried getting conversation when she were hanging some washing out, but she ran off like a frightened rabbit. Oh, tell me I'm daft, ma'am. Tell me I want me head looking at.
You're daft, all right. And I tell you this, Renee, while you're busy being jealous for a ghost, there's a live man right under your nose as needs watching.
You mean Ray? Never. He has his bad points, ma'am, but he's too set in his ways for out like that. He hasn't got the imagination wander off. Sometimes wish he had. He might be more exciting to live with.
Here we are, then. Shall we be all right outside? Not too cold?
Oh, I brought my card in case it gets chilly.
Oh, I thought we'd be more private in the beer garden.
It's more romantic, anyway. Sitting out here under trees with birds singing their hearts out.
Anyway, cheers. I couldn't get one of them rum and what's it things you had in Magaluf, so you'll have to make do with your barley wine.
Oh, weren't it nice out there? Sun scorching down, not a cloud in sky.
Cheap booze. Hey, what have you done with that bottle of wine you spirited away?
I ain't a drunk it, if that's what you mean. I'm saving it for a special occasion.
What special occasion?
I'll tell you when it happens.
Hey, now I've told you, nothing's going to happen.
Oh, stop being so serious for once. Hey, pretend we're still out there in Malibu, sat under the stars, water lapping up beach, air like wine, and you're Ralph getting over your little problem, your Aston Martin, and I'm Estelle, having a night off from being paid companion to a titled lady.
When I think, picture me mind conjured up of what she might look like, this titled lady sat there in her ermine, wearing a tiara, and all the time it were Connie Cartridge. Titled lady.
Nay, I never said title, that were you. I only said grand. And she's grand, all right, in her own way. I could just see her in a tiara.
Sat in by Sir Lord's, telling him what for.
And I could just see you sat behind wheel of an Aston Martin.
Hey, get in beside me, wench. I'll take you to a champagne supper at the Savoy.
Only if there's caviar. I never have champagne without caviar.
Hey, it's funny what your imagination can do if you give it free rein.
What were the best thing about that holiday were being let off the hook? not having to worry about Elaine Steele's problems. Feeling free to be... oh, somebody else. Without a lifetime of mistakes behind you.
It's like being able to make a fresh start.
There's no reason why we can't make a fresh start here in Potts. Wouldn't have to be Mallorca for a fresh start.
You're right there. You know, Estelle, Elaine, you do me good. You're like a breath of fresh air.
You said in Mallorca you'd fell for me.
Aye, I did. And I want to shoot in your line. I had fell for thee. Hook, line and sinker.
Hello, Mark. What can I get you? Pint of lager, innit?
Tarwilf. I don't know how you remember what everybody drinks.
No, I don't remember everybody's gargle. Only them as his special customers. Got to remember all co-clubs drink now family's moving in on me. What with your dad and your gran, I don't have much time to forget. You're not looking for a job here and all, are you?
No, Tar. I've got my hands full already. Doing up property and all that.
You know why? Property magnate, are we? I'd better charge you full price in that case.
Yeah. Take it out of that, will you?
Right.
And will you have one with me?
No, Tar. I've already got one over there. Old mate's just dropped in for a natter. Haven't seen him in years. Good job it's slack tonight. I thought I'd been pulled out with your dad not here.
Where is he?
Oh, he's having a night in with your mum. I think she's a bit fed up of being in on her own.
Oh, I was going to have a chat with him if it were quiet, about some electrics he might do for me. I got impression... funny, you never said. Anyway, I want to keep you from your mate. I'll sup up and go round my mum's. Ah.
Heck, Elaine, you can't have put it away. How many barley wines is that?
Who's counting? I'm not. Do you really like my perfume? I got it in the duty free. I don't usually pay as much, but I thought I'd treat myself for extra special occasions.
Aye, worth every penny.
Ooh, put your arm round me again, Ray, lover. I'm feeling a bit chilly.
Maybe it's time we went, then.
Went where? Your place or mine?
Well, hardly mine.
You're right. You miss this one a lot too, please, if you come home with me in tow.
Don't even think about it.
The dawn will be back by now, my place. And were you not having the car and no back seat?
Look, I think it's time I ordered that taxi.
You're not suggesting... back seat of a taxi? Ooh! Ray Colclough.
No, I'm not suggesting
that. After all them barley wines, I'm anybody's.
Aye, that's it, innit? You're anybody's. Well, I'm not anybody.
Hey, Ray, duck, I didn't mean
Luke, I got a bit carried away tonight. Felt let off the hook, as you said. Maybe said a few things I shouldn't have said, but... it wanna work, Elaine, and you know it as well as I
do. No, Ray, don't say it. Don't spoil it.
I've got to say it. We come out here for a serious talk and we've been behaving like kids.
But it were nice. Tell me it were nice. We could do it again.
No. Up to now, I thought... well, I'll be honest with you. I thought, if we didn't live so close, if it weren't for Connie, if it weren't for Reenie, but tonight, I'm going to be brutally frank.
Oh, Ray!
Just look at you. You're legless. You're legless most of the time. You're an attractive woman, Elaine. You could get any bloke you wanted. But you spoil your scent. Who wants to be seen out with a drunk?
Ray, I could give it up.
I'll believe that when I see it. No, scales has dropped from my eyes tonight. I've suddenly seen you as you really are. You're not Estelle, not by a long chalk. You're Elaine Steele as is plastered before she has a breakfast.
And you say my dad's not here?
No, he's round at Potter's Dock helping Wilf.
But I've just been there, ma'am. And Wilf said that...
Wilf said what?
Oh, nout... he must have made a mistake.
Mark, stop covering up. What did Wilf say?
He said me dad were here, having a night in.
I see. So he's told us both a lie.
Oh, there's probably some perfectly reasonable explanation.
Oh, there'll be an explanation, all right. Your gran were trying to tell me something today, and I were too caught up in myself to listen. Oh, Mark, I've been blind and it's all my own fault.
He's probably out with one of his mates, Colin.
No, it's not that sort of mate. But who is it? And where the hell is he?
Today's writer was Joyce Holliday. The Colcrofts was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production. The Colcrofts return with another episode tomorrow.